In a move that has stirred controversy in Pakistan's political sphere, Imran Khan, the country's jailed former prime minister, addressed supporters through an AI-generated audio and visual clip at a virtual rally. This event, organized by Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party, has raised questions about the ethical boundaries and potential manipulative aspects of using AI in political communication. The rally, broadcasted online, featured an AI-constructed digital representation of Khan, which faced interruptions due to internet issues. Despite technical hiccups, it managed to attract significant attention, with over 1.4 million views on YouTube and thousands of live viewers across various social media platforms. This first-of-its-kind event in Pakistan's history has sparked discussions about the authenticity and integrity of political messaging in the age of AI. Khan's approach, utilizing AI while under detention, has led to debates about the potential for misleading representations in politics. Critics argue that the reliance on AI-generated imagery and audio could blur the lines between real and synthetic political communication, potentially misleading the public and eroding trust in political discourse. The use of AI in this context also raises concerns about the transparency of political messages and the authenticity of the leaders' interactions with their electorate. The ability to digitally recreate a political figure could lead to the dissemination of messages that may not accurately reflect the leader's intentions or statements, potentially manipulating public opinion. Moreover, the virtual rally has prompted discussions about the potential misuse of AI technology in politics. The increasing accessibility of AI tools for creating realistic audio and visual content could pave the way for their exploitation in spreading disinformation and propaganda, contributing to a complex and potentially deceptive political landscape. This event not only signals a technological advancement in political campaigning, but also highlights the need for ethical guidelines and regulatory measures to govern the use of AI in politics. The blending of AI with political communication necessitates a careful examination of the implications for democratic processes and the integrity of political engagement. Khan's AI-powered rally, while innovative, underscores a broader concern about the future of political communication. As AI continues to develop, its applications in politics must be scrutinized to ensure they serve the public interest and uphold democratic values, rather than being exploited for manipulative purposes. In conclusion, the use of AI by Imran Khan for his virtual rally opens up a new frontier in political communication, one that is fraught with ethical challenges and potential risks. It serves as a cautionary tale of the need for vigilance and regulation in the deployment of emerging technologies in sensitive areas like politics.